Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and it seems the streets were riot-free in East Flatbush last night. There was no repeat of the violence that destroyed a Rite Aid, left cars and store windows smashed, and tore up several blocks of the neighborhood on Monday night. The incident grew out of a protest over the police shooting of 16-year-old Kamani Gray over the weekend. Police say Gray pointed a .38-caliber handgun at them and that a gun was recovered at the scene. But this killing seems to have played into underlying frustrations with the police in East Flatbush. We'll talk to City Council Member Jamani Williams now, who represents the district. Used Twitter on Monday night both to calm the situation and channel constituents' anger, and who also had a testy exchange with Police Commissioner Ray Kelly at a hearing yesterday over the root causes of the disturbance. Council Member Williams, welcome back to WNYC. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And we only have a few minutes. I know you had to finish a hearing or a vote that you were in the city council, so we'll do as much as we can. First, the police shooting itself. As far as you can tell, was it justified?
So what I've been doing is try to just make sure that people understand that the reactions and the anger weren't just for one shooting. It is for a pattern in practice. The details of one shooting is not what any person would be the most angry about. It's just a pattern within the community. I think what anyone has a right to ask for is that judgment be reserved until full investigation has happened. So that's what I'm asking for. Let's have a full investigation. Let's get the truth of what happened. Obviously, a 16-year-old shouldn't be walking around with a gun, and difficult things happen, and there are consequences. There are some people who are saying that he didn't have a gun. There are some people who are saying that he did not point the gun. So there are some discrepancies, and I think it's just safe and fair to say, let's wait for the investigation to come out. So I haven't made very many comments on the shooting itself, and I don't think actually the commissioner should have. I think we should just wait for the investigation to play out and then reserve our judgment and our comments to that point.
What's your best understanding of the vigil on Monday night and how a split-off group from that protest became violent?
So the vigil itself wasn't meant to be a protest. The vigil was meant to be just that, a protest. I got there probably about 8:30, 8:45. At that point, the group had already left, but I was asking for some of the family members who are normally there, and I was told that an outside woman kind of agitated the crowd and got them to march to the 67th precinct. And at that point, I started getting calls and texts that there was a lot of mayhem happening on Church Avenue. I, along with a pastor from the 67th Precinct Council, which is actually another group, not the group that the commissioner had discussed, immediately went over there, did our best to try to calm the crowd down and try to help the police not respond in a way that might make things worse.
Do you think that the violence grew out of frustrations primarily over stop and frisk?
So just to be clear, I want to make sure that people understand, I have not, will not, and won't condone the destruction of property and the destruction of person. It's just kind of productive, and particularly in your own community, doesn't really make too much sense. What I've been trying to do is say that the anger that is there, we also cannot condone ignoring, because it's a problem that has existed that we've tried to deal with, and said that what's going to happen if we don't is exactly the type of thing that happens. So we need to discuss about community accountability as well, in addition to the city taking the anger very seriously. And I think it's grown out of pattern and practice, including stop, question, and frisk, which we routinely said not only does it not work, it's driving a deeper wedge in the community. And instead of listening, a mayor doubles and triples downs on it on the State of the City address, and a commissioner refuses to listen. So what we should be able to do is, when something happens, a shooting or something happens, and the police gives an account, we should as a community say that's probably what happened because we trust the police. But that's not what happens based on pattern and practice and history with the community. In addition, this community is ignored in terms of resources, and all these conversations need to happen at once. If you have piece of it, you're doing a disservice.
Why do you think Commissioner Kelly would continue stop and frisk if he doesn't think it's an effective anti-gun program?
I think that we have a particularly arrogant administration. This is what they do. They say something works, whether it does or not, they get wedded to it and they continue to do it. and it also allows them to say that they're doing something instead of nothing, particularly when it's such a complex issue. But they are doing some things that are helpful, like the impact zones, like Operation Crew Cut, which he admit is a primary reason that shootings and shootings and murders are starting to go down. It's not really stop, question, or frisk. If you look at the numbers, there's nothing to back up that help that is helping that at all. And what I'm also saying is the same way we can use statistics to say we need impact zones here, we should use those same statistics to say we need impact budget zones, we need impact resource zones. We should focus our resources other than just police to those same areas, to those same communities, because the response can't only be police, because that's never helped before, and it doesn't help now. It just causes more of a problem at times.
This has been an issue already in the Democratic mayoral race, as I'm sure you know. John Liu says he would end stop and frisk. The other Democrats say they would reform it. What would you like to see?
I think they're same terminology. Different terminology meaning the same thing. What needs to end is the current policy of stop, question, and frisk. What has to remain is the police ability to stop someone if they have reasonable suspicion. That's what any good police in the country, and I'm sure the world, has the ability to do. And it's what we want our police officers to do because it's good police work. But the policy of stop, question, and frisk, what they're doing now is not that. It's stopping black and Latino young men primarily based on furtive movements, which is the over 50% of what the stops are for, and they're not based on reasonable suspicion, and they're not based on good police work. So I think everybody's saying the same thing, although they might be calling it something different. What we also need to do in that conversation is make sure the community knows that they have some responsibility themselves to deal with some of the violence and some of the particularly gun violence, because that's the thing that they use as an excuse. So we have to have all of these conversations at the same time, and the things that I think the community can do. But the city can't say we're not doing our part because we think the community needs to do more. That's not how it works. It's our responsibility to do this.
We have less than a minute left. What are the things that the community could be doing more than it's doing?
One, I'd like to tell you that we're having a youth empowerment seminar that was actually scheduled before this event. It's from 2 to 6. At the Tilden Educational Complex this Saturday at 5800 Tilden Avenue. So we'd like everybody to come by. We'd like people to take more responsibility of convincing people with the guns that at any point they can put that gun in and get $100 at any point in time. We want to make sure they speak up more about the violence that's going on within themselves and help us develop more ways for people to get their aggression and their anger out. So there are things that we can do right now that we want to encourage the community to do. Those gun buyback programs is not just only when it happens. Right. You can do it at any time.
And we have to leave it there with City Council Member Jumaane Williams from Flatbush, East Flatbush, Canarsie, Midwood. Thank you for coming on.
Okay. Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.